Order. Select committee report.
This week, the Māori Affairs Committee looked at an historic compensation case that had twice previously been before Parliament. The case concerns two brothers, George and Damien Niipata, who were severely injured while serving in the New Zealand Army. The Māori Affairs Committee wanted to know more about why the brothers felt they hadn't been compensated adequately. Representing the Army was Brigadier Howard Duffy, who gave a rundown of what had happened.
George Niipata was rendered a tetraplegic as a result of an accident during training in Singapore in April 1989. At the time of the accident, he was acting as a casualty on a stretcher and was dropped when soldiers carrying him lost their balance whilst negotiating an obstacle course.
Adding to the tragedy, George's brother was later also severely injured.
Damien Niipata received burns to 40% of his body when a Scorpion light tank that he was driving crashed, rolled and caught fire in the Wairuru training area in July 1994.
The brothers were not eligible for the level of compensation that they would get today, as compensation guidelines had changed in the meantime.
The two brothers petitioned Parliament twice in pursuit of compensation for their respective injuries. The first petition was presented in May 1998. The second petition was lodged in December 2000. On both occasions, the brothers received a sympathetic hearing from the select committees.
And while the first petition failed, the second had received a favourable report at select committee,
essentially stating that the Niipata brothers should be compensated to a level comparable had they enlisted after 1992 and were subject to the Armed Forces Super Scheme. In 2003, the government of the day concluded that the brothers were adequately compensated by the ACC legislation at that time, and that there was no legal basis for additional compensation.
The Māori Affairs Committee also heard from Damien Niipata himself.
Firstly, the support from my colleagues and the men that I served with, and George's colleagues and the men and women that he served with in the Army, have been great over the last 20 years. And while there has been some assistance from ACC and various other organisations, some of that has had to leave our pockets and go back to them. All we are saying is that the road that we've had to travel in these last 10, 15, 20 years could have been made a hell of a lot easier. A hell of a lot easier. And I suppose at the end of the day, that's all we wanted.
The story led committee chairman and government backbencher Tō Henare to break ranks.
I just can't see why we couldn't say, absolutely. We can. If we can see it, how come ministers can't see it?
Mr. Henare encouraged the Army representatives to break ranks too.
It can't always come from fellows like us, people like us around the stable. It has to come from within. Somebody, I know it might upset your career chances, but somewhere along the line somebody has to break ranks and say, these fellows actually were prepared to lose their lives for our nation. And somewhere along the line, we owe it to them.
Māori Affairs Committee Chairman Tō Henare addressing Army representatives during a briefing on the claims for compensation lodged by George and Damien Niipata. The committee is seeking further advice but has not launched an official inquiry. Elsewhere this week, there were only a handful of select committees open to the public, but one of those was the Government Administration Committee, which heard the final submission on Sue Moroney's bill that would extend paid parental leave from 14 to 26 weeks. The global women's advocacy group Zonta International was supportive of the bill, and its president, Lynn McKenzie, said passing it was in the government's own interest.
I know this government is particularly focused on the economic growth of this country, but paid parental leave retains skilled and experienced staff, as the Department of Labour evaluation showed in 2007, and also the Family Commission submission. It also offers short-term employment as parental leave replacement and providing an invaluable job experience for otherwise unemployed or marginally unemployed people. And above all, we need you to think of the long term. We need you to think of what's good for New Zealand in 10, 20, 30 years' time.
And Lynn McKenzie even claimed support from the highest office.
Prime Minister John Key said he wasn't opposed to it and that it would happen one day, and indicated that this would be when the government books were in surplus. And then, as you know, we've had the budget this month, and a surplus is signalled in 2014-2015. So one day is actually around the corner and imminent. So we ask that you make this happen now.
Global Women's Advocacy Group, Zonta International's president, Lynn McKenzie, making the final submission on Labour MP Sue Moroney's paid parental leave and employment protection 6 months paid leave amendment bill. All up, there were 38 oral submissions and more than 100 written submissions on the bill. It'll be reported back by August 9, although the government has already indicated it'll use a financial veto to stop the bill passing. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.